Hey,
Dad.
Hey, buddy.
How come we have a bunch of emergency food stashed in a basement?
Well, it's down there because there are things going on in the world that concern me that I think could potentially interrupt our food supply. And if that happens, I don't want us to starve.
You mean we could, like, go to the grocery and there wouldn't be anything in there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A lot of ways that could happen. And if it does, a bunch of people are going to starve. And it's my job to make sure that you don't.
Thanks, Dad.
And I don't want to starve either. And that's why we got food from the freeze-dry guy. It's the best long-term storage food you can get. And if it comes to that, we'll be ready.
Dad?
Yeah?
Some people say you're kind of a crackpot, but you make a lot of sense.
Well, thanks, I think.
Get your supply of the best long-term storage food available. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguide.com.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to hour number three of the most popular freedom talk show in the world. This is the Global Freedom Report. My name is Brent Johnson. I'm your host. And if you'd like to be part of this show, there are several ways you can participate. You can get in touch through our live chat room. Just join us in there at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your comments and on the topics we discuss here and answer our question of the week and whatever else you want to tell us. You can give us a call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968 to go on the air. If you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call. Because of that, we'll make sure you get on the air ahead of anybody else and as fast as possible. That number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. If you are listening online, I hope you'll take a few minutes, few moments, it's not even minutes, it'll take a few seconds, to vote for the show. It's real easy. You go to www.talkstreamlive.com, click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report, click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and that's it. You have voted. Now, if you voted last hour, that's great. We appreciate it. But it's a new hour, and you get to vote all over again. You can vote two times each hour of the show from a given IP address. So please go to TalkStreamLive.com and vote for the show and vote for it a second time. And we appreciate your vote and your support and your participation. Do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? 888-747-1968. Lovely. No, I do not think it will. They, whomever they are, need to drop the European Union before the U.S. They also have to undermine China's economy more. That all has to happen, and the U.S. will be last to fall. From Annie in Norway, no, I don't think it will happen by the end of this year, more like next spring. I expect something else big to happen, or maybe a war. From Rocky Five, I don't think it will happen this year either, but I think we may be in for some other surprise. Oh, look at that. People saying some kind of surprise. You know, there was a time in my life when I heard surprise, I would kind of smile and get all eager and go, oh, boy! Now I hear surprise and I get all grim. It's like, oh, my God, what's next? Well, I'll tell you what's next here. Now it's time for Spy 101, How to Become a Covert Operative. Pay attention.
Even a fender bender can stop traffic for a few minutes, but creating a longer-lasting roadblock is about provoking an emergency response. Cop firefighters won't go anywhere near a burning chemical truck billowing smoke that looks toxic, which means you can get 4 hours of roadblock with a smoke canister and a little gasoline.
You know, if you really pay attention to these Spy 101 clips, you will find that they're very interesting, they're very informative, and if you make a record of them, they will teach you ways to fight a guerrilla war, which is exactly what we have to fight. That's the only option that we have here. Now, you have some other options. You know, you have options as an individual. Even while the government is going out and taking over the world, while you have dictatorships all over the developed world, while freedom is basically in the toilet on a collective basis, there are still things you can do individually. You can protect your property so that neither the IRS or anybody else can ever attach it. You can conduct your private business and do it without the intrusion of government regulations. You can even eliminate all that oppressive credit card debt and do it without damaging your credit report. There are ways for you to live free from government control. At Freedom Bound International, we can help show you those ways. We have the most successful freedom services available after more than 18 years. We boast a 100% track record. And let me tell you, we have been challenged by the courts, by the IRS. We've never lost a challenge. Never. That's an amazing, amazing statistic, but it's true. We can even show you how to move your liquid assets, that means your money, out of the United States and out of U.S. dollars and do it without setting off any red flags with the IRS or U.S. government, and you still have control over it. All you have to do is give us a call, toll-free, 888-385-3733. That number again, 888-385-FREE, or visit us at www.freedomradio.us. That website again, www.freedomradio.us. That's Freedom Bound International, how you can live free from government regulation. Now, it's time for the Barr Report. This week, the 10th Amendment.
And now, as a regular feature of the Global Freedom Report, this is the Barr Report, commentary on current events, politics, and freedom perspectives with United States Congressman Bob Barr.
The 10th Amendment. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The courts, the Congress, and the President are all guilty of whittling away at our constitutional freedoms over time in practically every possible area. However, no part of the Constitution has been subjected to a systematic assault that compares to that conducted against the 10th Amendment. It is truly staggering to think how far we've come since 1787 in taking power away from individuals and the states and giving it to the federal government. Back then, many Americans, as a matter of fact, most Americans, viewed the federal government primarily as a source of security against foreign attack. It also provided some interstate transportation projects and a national currency system that was great too. But, by and large, Americans at our founding believed in taking care of themselves and turning to state and local governments for solving basic problems that required coordination between different communities. Things could not be more different today. Many Americans live in communities for a couple of years at a time, move somewhere else, and never know their neighbors, much less their state and local officials. Sadly, many of us automatically now look to the federal government as the only real source of authority or power in the nation. Local governments are often ignored, and state governments are a nuisance we are forced to deal with for things such as license plates for our cars. It used to be you could find the local or state government official that represented you and actually get a problem solved or end a bad policy. Today, when you have a problem with the federal government, You're unlikely to get even a call return from any federal bureaucrat, and good luck getting a meeting with most congressmen unless you have a rather substantial check to present to them. To be sure, the courts are one of the causes of this problem. For example, the Interstate Commerce Clause has been stretched so far out of recognition that the folks who wrote it wouldn't even recognize their work today. This provision alone has been cited to support so many massive federal mandates that one person could not even keep track of them all. In the early part of the 20th century, the federal government started getting into the business of dishing out money to the states. What the states should have done was sent checks back uncashed, but they didn't. They cashed them. And, as any intelligent person knows, money never comes without strings attached to it. Bit by bit, with every check the states cashed from the federal government, they allowed the federal government a bit more power over their affairs, and indirectly over our affairs. In this way, Congress and the president to micromanage practically every part of American society. States still have the option of doing their own thing and passing up the cash, but they rarely do it and hardly ever seem eager to do so. The last bastion to fall has been the school system. Our local schools now get so much federal money that national testing and standardized curricula have almost completely replaced local control or parental input. The one-room schoolhouse that taught basic knowledge and reflected local values may have educated some of the brightest and best that America had ever offered, but it has become nothing more than a quaint historical relic at this point. How do we turn this problem around? It's actually quite simple. We start sending those checks back and live our own lives. The fewer benefits we gobble up as individuals from government, the more freedom we have. States work the same way. If our state leaders quit taking federal funds and started thinking for themselves, I believe the phenomena would quickly spread across the country. The 10th Amendment means a great deal, but it will only survive if we and our local governments fight to keep it that way.
You've been listening to The Barr Report, commentary on current events, politics, and freedom perspectives with former prosecutor and congressman Bob Barr.
And if you would like your own copy of all 13 episodes of the Barr Report, that's the 10 articles of the Bill of Rights plus 3 bonus commentaries, they are available on one CD through Freedom Bound International. All you have to do is go to globalfreedomreport.com, go to either the sponsor page or the blog page, either one, and you will find the Barr Report banner. Click on the banner. You get all the information you need. It's $8 for the CD plus $3 shipping and handling. So $11, you get the entire series, The Barr Report. Or you can call 888-385-3733, 888-385-FREE, and ask about The Barr Report. About 75 people wearing black and whistles while towing signs and bullhorns chanted in unison, "No justice, no peace, no killer police," marched at 5 p.m. October 22nd from Market Square Park to the Houston Pig Thug Cop Department for the 17th National Day of Protest Against Police Brutality, Repression, and Criminalization. The protest was hosted by a coalition of organizations and individuals. Ray Hill, the former radio host of The Prison Show, has been attending the protest since it began in 1995. "Cops lie, cheat, and steal," said Hill. "They kill in cold blood and get away with it." Hill began protesting pig thug cop brutality when his friend Fred Pais was murdered by terrorist thug cops. Others have a similar past that led them to Market Square Park. Media production senior Sahara Pico said she lost someone close to her because of pig thug cop brutality. On June 25th, Pico's fiance was driving his cousin to the hospital when terrorist pig thug cops opened fire on him without warning. The murderous bastard pig thug cops were not held at fault. And now Pico and her fiancé's family are seeking means to get justice, such as asking the FBI to investigate the case. I think it is a great effort to fight against terrorist pig thug cop brutality, Pico said. Every 30 hours, a black man is killed by pig thug cops. Terrorist outlaw pig thug cops are getting away with murder. Harassment by pig thug cops, not just murder, is an ongoing issue, said Frank Vidati. I have been harassed by the pig thug cops. They had drug dogs sniff my car. They have called me names, said Vidati, as he chanted, HPD, meaning Houston Police Department. HPD, HPD, how many kids have you killed today? HPD, HPD, how many disabled persons have you killed today? He held a sign reading, Americans are 8 times more likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist. I see the problems with terrorist pig thug cop brutality, said Vidati. I plan to do this every year. I want to get a feel for civil disobedience and peaceful protesting. Vidati wants to join the Peaceful Streets Project, an Austin-based pig thug cop protesting organization that has operated in Houston for the last month. Some of its members attended the protest. Natalie Plummer was arrested on the corner of West Dallas Street and Nash Street in June for holding a sign reading Speed Trap. She said she was standing there for 2 minutes before a terrorist pig thug cop came, grabbed her by her backpack, and repeatedly told her to stop resisting arrest without reading her rights to her. Plummer said she never took action against pig thug cop brutality before she was arrested. It's good to see so many people coming together for a cause, said Plummer. It doesn't happen often enough. Plummer said she would attend the protest next year. The coalition protests every October 22nd because in 1995, HPD Lieutenant Alan Mabry was mysteriously murdered. His death is believed by some, like Hill, to be the work of terrorist, murderous, pig, thug, cops. And if any of you out there take objection to my calling them that, I invite you to call in and voice your objection. I'll give you the airtime you want. 888-747-1968. 888-747-1968. While you're at it, you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012. I want you all to know that this is the third to last episode edition of the Global Freedom Report. Next week will be the penultimate edition of the Global Freedom Report, and I will explain in greater detail then why I am taking the show off the air. In the meantime, coming up this week's Lesson in Liberty, where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public indoctrination centers. You know, these lessons in liberty, they're available in a number of places, not the least of which is at the Micro Effect. If you go to themicroeffect.com and become a subscriber for only $20 a month, you have access to any and all of their hosts. And you can go back through the archives of the Global Freedom Report, and you can get the various lessons in liberty. They are very useful. Coming up, Lessons in Liberty, where you learn really useful things they never taught in public school. That's next on the Global Freedom Report.
If you work in the private sector, you have to voluntarily assess yourself before you are obligated to pay income tax. That's what you did when you signed your employer's W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. Would you like to learn how to stop the government from reaching into your pockets? Call for information on the Freedom Bound Tax Freedom Program. Call 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or on the web at freedomradio.us. The proceeding is not to be construed as legal advice.
Yeah?
Do you
want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
Whatever we ask the minister, he says is an administrative question for you. And whatever we ask you, you say is a policy question for the minister. Mm-hmm. How do you suggest we find out what's going on?
Yes. I do see that there is a real dilemma here. In that while it has been government policy, regard policy as the responsibility of ministers and administration as the responsibility of officials, questions of administrative policy can cause confusion between the policy of administration and the administration of policy. Especially when responsibility for the administration of the policy of administration conflicts or overlaps with responsibility for the policy of the administration of policy.
Now it's time for this week's Lesson in Liberty, where you learn really useful things that they never taught you in public indoctrination centers, schools. This week we continue with part 4 of the income tax. If you've been paying attention, you understand that the Internal Revenue Tax and Audit Service, Inc. is a private corporation owned entirely by the Department of the Treasury, which is a private corporation owned entirely by the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation. That's right. The IRS is the grandchild of the Federal Reserve. You've also learned how income tax was foisted upon the American people by essentially obscuring the fact that the victory tax, which was 5% of the boys in Berlin, for those who were not fighting the war, victory tax was quietly repealed, and in its place, people were given documents to sign that made them subject to the income tax. They never even knew it happened. You've learned that the fraud was maintained by what I call the definition game, where the Internal Revenue Code redefined ordinary language to have special meaning in the code, meaning that would perpetuate the fraud and get people to continue accepting this attack on their earnings. Now I have some technical things to add to the lesson. IRS summonses. Have you ever gotten one of these things? They come on form 2039. And very top of the form in big letters, bold, it says, summons. Summons. You are hereby required to appear at such and such a place, bring documents to such and such a place, at such and such a time, etc., etc., etc. An IRS summons is a summons issued by the Internal Revenue Service. Internal Revenue Service is an instrumentality. It's not even a government agency, but it is an administrative agency. Not even a government agency, but it is part of the administration as an instrumentality. And as such, this summons is an administrative summons. It is not a judicial summons. It does not come from a court. It is not signed by a judge. It is simply signed by administrator. And that means that the summons itself is not legally compulsory. It doesn't require you to do anything. It is a request. That's all it is. Now, there are certain ways you can recognize an administrative summons, any administrative summons, and that is by what is missing from it. A judicial summons, one that comes from the judiciary, is signed by a judge, it always contains the penalty for noncompliance and the statute that allows for that penalty. Failure to comply with this summons shall result in a $10,000 fine or 5 years imprisonment or both, pursuant to Title 18, Section 241, whatever it is. Okay, that's on a judicial summons, not on an administrative summons. So the number one thing to understand is if you get an IRS administrative summons, essentially you're getting a request to meet with them. Now, there are many ways for you to reply to this request, but one thing I tell you is always reply. Don't ignore it. You're ignoring it is your tacit acceptance of it. So you sit down, you write a letter, you're saying, I'm in receipt of your administrative summons / request that I see you in a meeting in such and such place and such time. I'd be willing to meet with you. However, I first require you to send me, $500 to cover my time to go meet with you. Once I receive payment, I'll be happy to call you and set up the appointment. Sincerely, etc. That's one way. I mean, there are other ways you can deal with it, but you always respond to it. That's the key. Second technical lesson here is how to conduct yourself during an audit. Let's say you happen to be going into an audit with the IRS. First off, never go in by yourself. Always go with a witness. Never identify who your witness is, just this is a friend. And always have your witness dress nice and take notes every now and then because they'll think he's a lawyer. Now, when you go in with a briefcase. I don't care what's in the briefcase. Throw in a bunch of books, maybe a few records. I don't mean business records. I mean phonograph records. They ask you to bring your books and records. So throw in a few science fiction books and some records. And then when they ask to see your books and records, hold your briefcase in front of you and say, before I give you my books and records, I have a question. Is it possible that the information I provide you might be used against me in a civil or criminal action now or in the future? They're not going to want to answer that question, but you keep asking it until they answer, and they will say it's possible. Then you finally say, well, am I required by law to provide you with any information that might be used against me in the future in a civil or criminal action? They will not answer that question. They will terminate the interview, and that will be the end of it. And you have cooperated. You brought your books and records. You have a witness to that effect, and you'll come out smelling like a rose. You know, Thomas Jefferson said it very well. He said, government should no longer waste the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. A wise and frugal government which shall restrain men from injuring one another shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread that it has earned. Don't be intimidated. by these administrative IRS summonses. Hey, you want to know more? Get in touch with me at Freedom Bound, 888-385-3733. And that is this week's Lesson in Liberty. We have to say goodbye to our WWCR shortwave listeners. They only carry us for 2.5 hours, but if you're anywhere near the internet, go online to Global Freedom Report and catch the last half hour of the show. It's going to be good. We'll be right back with more after these words.
If you work in the private sector, you have to voluntarily assess yourself before you are obligated to pay income tax. That's what you did when you signed your employer's W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. Would you like to learn how to stop the government from reaching into your pockets? Call for information on the Freedom Bound Tax Freedom Program. Call 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or on the web at freedomradio.us. The proceeding is not to be construed as legal advice.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offers for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
This is Susan Lindauer, the former U.S. intelligence asset who warned about 9/11. When truth becomes treason, you won't be listening to the Global Freedom Report with Brent Johnson.
Freedom Fever.
Our country was based on the principle of individualism, the principle of man's inalienable rights. It was a country where a man was free to seek his own happiness, to gain and produce, not to give up and renounce, to prosper, not to starve, to achieve, not to plunder, to hold as his highest possession a sense of his personal value.
Freedom Fever. Spread it around.
Hit it in waves. Try to isolate the ships we need to destroy from the ones who won't fight unless they have to. And we'll give them a chance to surrender or join up.
And if they don't?
We take them out. Hey, I don't like the idea any more than you do. But either we commit ourselves to this completely or we don't do it. Once we pull the first trigger, we can't hesitate to pull the next one. Because they sure won't. Now, once we're in, we're in. No surrender. No retreat.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep.
It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away.
And welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. If you would like to be part of the show, you still got a chance here. There are several ways. You can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can ask questions and offer your comments from that venue. You can also call us toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968 to go on the air. If you are located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call. Because of that, we'll get you right on the air ahead of anybody else. That number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. If you're listening online, I hope you'll take a minute or two to a moment or two. It's not even a minute. It'll take you a few seconds to vote for the show. If you've already voted for the show, great. If you voted last hour, it's a new hour. You can vote this hour. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, the Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. That's it. You're done. You have voted. And you can vote two times each hour from a given IP address. So we appreciate your vote and your support and your participation. Now, it's time for our weekly excursion into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation on Propaganda 101. This week, I want to talk to you about television judge shows. You ever see one of those shows, Judge Judy, or the original Judge Wapner, the People's Court? Anybody remember? Are you old enough to remember Judge Wapner? He started it all. Judge shows are designed to make people think that the court system is working and that justice may be found there, even though both are seldom true. That's what makes it propaganda. You turn on Judge Judy, and first off, if you know anything about law, you'll know that Judge Judy is biased. She lets her own emotions interfere, but it doesn't matter because when you go on to a show like Judge Judy, you sign a waiver. You agree to waive your rights in favor of going. That's the trade-off. You get to go on TV in exchange. Oh, and they'll pay you something for it. And in exchange, you have to agree to abide by Judge Judy's ruling. You give up your rights to appeal. You give up your rights to due process. Judge Judy may follow due process if she wants to, or she may not. I see her going back and she makes a phone call to a witness and she takes testimony over the phone. That's absurd. How do you know that's the other person on the other end of the line? You don't. How do you know they're telling the truth? You don't. But it doesn't matter because it's Judge Judy. In exchange for the money, it's the same old thing. You sell your souls, you sell your rights for the money. And you justify it by saying, but I'm poor, I need the money. You really think you need the money more than you need your rights, and that's the problem. That's, by the way, the reason this show is going off the air. We'll talk more about that next week, or maybe a little later in the second. But the point of this, as propaganda, you know, if you watch something on television, watch it for its entertainment value, but you have to remain constantly cognizant, constantly aware and awake and conscious. Otherwise, the messages that are inherent in these shows will seep into your consciousness without you even being aware of it. And the messages here are, this is America where we have justice for all. And it's not true. And that's what makes propaganda. Watch out for those television judge shows. And that is this week's Propaganda 101. In the aftermath of the Hurricane Sandy superstorm, the residents of Staten Island, New York, had to plead for help from elected officials, literally begging for gasoline, food, and clothing 3 days after the hurricane slammed into the New York City borough. We're going to die. We're going to freeze. We've got 90-year-old people, Donna Sully told visiting officials. You don't understand. You've got to get your trucks down here on the corner now. It's been 3 days. Staten Island was one of the hardest hit communities in New York City. More than 80,000 residents as of November 1 were still without power. Many were homeless. At least 19 people up to that point had died because of the storm. Just to give you an idea, one of the devastated neighborhoods was overwhelmed by a violent surge of water. Residents described a supersized wave as high as 20 feet, with water rushing into the streets like rapids. Staten Island resident Mike Abuzio's home is completely gone, with only his floorboards remaining. He, his wife, and their two young daughters have been staying with relatives. My youngest daughter yesterday said, "Daddy, I want to go," said Abuzio. I told her it's going to be a while, hon. She just doesn't understand. She's six. In the rubble that was once his home, Abuzio found one clean, intact plate of Christmas china. He said that plate will be special for Christmas time and will be used specifically for his mother's cookies. For 48 hours after the storm, search teams were hunting for two Staten Island brothers, just 2 and 4 years old. They were swept out of their mother's arms when waves caused by the storm surges crashed into the family's SUV. Their small bodies were found at the end of a dead-end street. Their parents were at the scene when the bodies were discovered. Staten Island officials sounded increasingly desperate, asking when supplies would arrive. They blasted the Red Cross for not being there when it counted. "This is America, not a third-world nation. We need food. We need clothing," Staten Island Borough President Jim Molinari said. "My advice to the people of Staten Island is don't donate to the American Red Cross. Put your money elsewhere." The Red Cross and National Guard finally arrived in the area late on the 5th of November. No, I'm sorry, on the 6th of November. And we're seen distributing food, water, and gas. You know, I mean, this is like, you understand this? This is real people going through this. This is real people going through such a tragedy. And the people who supposedly exist to help them couldn't be bothered for a week afterwards. Residents of Iceland have voted for their constitution to be rewritten in the wake of the 2008 banking crisis, electing to take greater direct control of natural resources such as fish and geothermal energy. The collapse of the island's heavily indebted banks led to demands for change after accusations of cronyism between the political elite and business. Last week's referendum on the issue is non-binding, but backers of change hope that politicians will find it hard to ignore, even though Parliament is responsible for adopting a new constitution and the main opposition party has said it opposes the proposed changes. The referendum asked voters 6 questions, including whether people wanted a new constitution, which has been drawn up by a specially appointed panel of 25 citizens, to be the basis for a review of the basic law. With 2/3 of the votes counted, 66% had answered yes to that question. Turnout was 49% of the island's more than 235,000 eligible voters. This is a very clear conclusion for Parliament. The majority of voters want changes in all the topics asked about in the vote, said Thorolfur Mathiasen, an economist at the University of Iceland. He noted 80% had voted to declare all non-privately owned natural resources as national property. Fishing accounts for about 7% of the economy, with fishing rights currently farmed out under a system of quotas that critics say have benefited a select few. Backers of the system say it has led to sound management of fish stocks. There will be pressure to change the fishing quota system because people want a bigger share of income from fishing and other natural resources, said Mathiasen. Control of the island's natural resources remains a sensitive issue. plans by a Chinese tycoon to buy rural land were blocked by the government last year. He is to lease the land instead. In 2011, a Canadian company also faced protests led by singer Bjork and eventually agreed to reduce its stake in a geothermal power company. The draft constitution includes provisions to allow 10% of voters to call their own referendum. It also sets a limit on the terms of the president can serve to 3 from the current unlimited terms. The draft constitution was drawn up after deliberations by the 25 members of the council and after about 3,600 comments and 370 suggestions were made to the council's website. The council also used Facebook and Twitter to communicate with the public. And as Barry Hess mentioned earlier, Iceland has a thriving economy. Isn't that interesting? It may not benefit the mega corporations or foreign interests or banksters, but it's sound for the Icelanders. And it's their country, so that's what it's supposed to be. Now that Disney is buying Lucasfilm for $4 billion in cash and stock, its founder and CEO, George Lucas, is heading for semi-retirement. That means the next Star Wars movie, Episode 7, will be the responsibility of Kathleen Kennedy, who will take over as president of Lucasfilm. Kennedy will report directly to Disney, and George Lucas will only serve as a creative advisor for the new movies. In a video interview that was posted on StarWars.com, Kennedy said she has already started sitting down with writers to go over plots for the next 3 films. Lucas has surrendered the treatments for episodes 7 through 9 to Kennedy, but it seems like Kennedy and her creative team will get to make the final decisions. Remember, Lucas actually did 9 episodes. 9 episodes. He only produced 6, but there were 3 others that there were treatments that had already been written for them. That may be a good thing. Diehard Star Wars fans largely blame George Lucas for the uninspiring prequel films that were released in the late 1990s and early 2000s. With Lucas out of the picture, Kennedy can now hire fresh talent to make sure the new trilogy lives up to the standards set 3 decades ago. Kennedy has the chops to do it, too. She co-founded Amblin Entertainment along with Steven Spielberg in 1981 and went on to produce blockbusters like E.T., Jurassic Park, and Schindler's List. Now, it's time for Spy 101, How to Become a Covert Operative.
The quickest way to turn a security force's attention away from an outside attack is to make them think there's an even bigger threat inside their facility. If you know which employees will be out of town, you can send a care package filled with metallic sodium to an empty office. Then all you have to do is set off the company's sprinkler system with a smoke bomb. If you do it right, the sodium will react to the water, and you've got the distraction you need.
Very useful information. Spy 101, How to Become a Covert Operative. The MicroEffect Broadcast Network brings you quality programming that has not been distorted or otherwise corrupted by censorship or politics. That has value. And so I am asking you to help support the MicroEffect Broadcast Network. The best way to support this network is to subscribe to their archives. For only $20 a month, you have access to every show by every broadcaster on the MicroEffect Broadcast Network. That includes hundreds of hours of high-quality programming each month on a diverse range of topics. So please, become a part of the collective effort to restore truth and liberty to our land. Subscribe today. Go to www.themicroeffect. That's effect, E-F-F-E-C-T. TheMicroEffect.com for more information. And since I have the time, I will take a couple of minutes here to give you just a brief rundown on my decision to end the Global Freedom Report. Back in June, I decided, well, back last year, at the end of last year, I decided to bring back the show, which had been on for a couple of years, and I then decided to bring it back. And the reason I decided to bring it back was I had an immense number of emails and phone calls and web contacts from listeners saying that they would get involved. Okay, and we gave them a lot of areas to get involved in the sales team, get involved in the correspondent, Mott Squad, Man in the Streets Squad team, get involved as researchers, as production assistants, as guest acquisition, a lot of areas. In most cases, these were paid positions. So we got a whole bunch of people lined up for it. Wonderful. That's great. And I got enough people, I said, okay, I'll bring the show back. I brought the show back in June. This is now November. Every one of my sales team popped out. None of them did any work. They don't work. All but three of my correspondents have backed out. Okay. Some have given reasons. Some have not. Okay. And of the three correspondents who have not backed out, two of them are my foreign correspondents in Greece and in the Czech Republic. Isn't that so? What does that say? The message to me is that the American people don't want to work for freedom. It's as simple as that. I have never done this show for me. I've done this show for you. This is a top flight show. This was the number one show in the number two commercial market, Los Angeles, on the weekends in 2002. That's Arbitron rating. This show is a top 10 professionally produced show. This show, when it was in another format, another title, brought up the entire level of shortwave because of how I produce it. See, I'm a theater person from way back, and I wouldn't produce a schlock show. And I didn't just want to do a show so I could promote my business, and I didn't want to do a show just so I could have my name up in lights, so to speak. I wanted to do a show that genuinely inspired people to take greater action to promote liberty and independence. And understand, I don't think I have failed. I think the American sheeple have failed. And I'm tired of it. I've given you every possible chance to just show me, like, you know, like the lot issue. Show me just one person in these dens of iniquity, and I will not strike them down with brimstone. Just one person. That's what I've been looking for. And I don't get it. I honestly don't. Apparently, you're more interested in your iPhones, you're more interested in your iPads, you're more interested in your games, you're more interested in your work, in your play, than you are interested in your liberty. You're more interested in your benefits, in getting supported by the government at the expense of everybody else, which is fundamentally immoral, than you are in the hard road of freedom and independence. Maybe you just don't really, maybe you really just don't believe in God. And so you don't think there's any such thing as God-given rights. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe it's a little of all of it. Whatever it is, I'm not interested in shouldering the burden. And believe me, this show is a tremendous amount to produce. A tremendous amount of advanced and behind-the-scenes work to sound as good as it sounds. I'm not interested in doing it anymore. Because the reasons for which I have done it have not borne fruit. Or more appropriately, the people who have said they want to be involved have essentially lied. They've backed off. They've stopped being involved. And you see, if you want freedom, it requires eternal vigilance. You don't get to take a break. You don't get to rest. You don't get to step back. Now you may say to me, then how can you take the show off the air? Well, I can, because I'm not going to stop. I'll continue my consulting business, showing people how to be free, to keep their property safe from the government, how to get themselves extricated from government jurisdiction. I'll continue doing that. I'll continue doing interviews, and I'll post them on my website as podcasts. I'll continue doing guest appearances. I just did one last week. I'm doing another one next week. I'm doing another one the week after that. I continue to do appearances on other shows, and I will continue to do that. I just see no reason why I should put out so much work and so much effort. And my producer, who puts out at least as much work, Lee Parker, at least as much work and effort as I do. I don't see why we should do that for this show. Who knows? Maybe someday I'll resurrect it. I don't know. But as of this point, this is the third to last Global Freedom Report. So tune in next week as well for the penultimate edition, and then tune in for the final edition on November 24th. 24th? Yeah, 24th. If you want to answer this week's show question, call us off the air at 512-879-3528 and leave a message with your answer. This week's question, do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? So call 512-879-3528 right now. That's 512-879-3528. And tell us how you feel about today's issues. At the end of the day, would you be proud to tell your friends, family, loved ones, children what you did today? Did you tell the truth? Did you keep your word? Did you honor your agreements? If not, then please correct any trespass on your fellow countrymen and do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is too late. On next week's show, we'll be joined by Chaplain Lindsay Williams, who has the ear of the would-be rulers of the world. He will bring us his final Global Freedom Report, Global Elite Update, based on the results of the U.S. elections, and explain what the reinstallation of the constitutionally disqualified Barack Obama will mean for the world. Also, are you ready for the next superstorm? If Dane Widgington is right, there may be more in our futures. Our very own Nina Owens will join us to talk about how you can prepare for future destructive weather or other events that will happen as if they are acts of God or are made to happen by the hand of man. Plus, joining us with his weekly freedom commentary will hear from Dr. Ron Paul, the Patriot Congressman. We'll take a trip back to a time when men of character fought a revolution to establish independence in a look at the Declaration. We'll bring you another invaluable lesson in liberty where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public school. And we will embark on our weekly journey into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation on Propaganda 101. That's all coming up on next week's show. Be sure to visit our website at www.globalfreedomreport.com. Now stay tuned for Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz with Jeffrey Bennett. Then tune in next week for another edition of the Global Freedom Report. I'm Brent Johnson, reminding you that freedom is your birthright, a gift from God. Treat it accordingly.
Being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Ah! Johnson, help me, sir.
Stand down.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I think you saved my life.
Evidence, Johnson. Even raccoons respect the authority of a man with good nutrition. That's me. Now, what's going on here?
Well, he started it, sir. I was trying to clean his fish, and he tried to take it from me.
Yeah, well, you must have looked a little wimpy.
Sir, I'm hungry.
Johnson, if you'd have brought your own supply of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy, like I told you, you wouldn't have to be out here picking on the cute little animals.
Oh, I'd give anything for a big chunk of protein right now.
Johnson, don't salivate. It's unbecoming a Marine.
I'm sorry, sir. I should have called the freeze-dry guy.
Bugs you, don't it, Johnson. You're suffering your MREs, and I'm enjoying chicken a la king, lasagna, and bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Sir, shut up.
Johnson?
Sorry, sir.
Get your own supply of the best.